this song because I'm in the holy mood right now.
I am very pleased that you're in a holy mood, sir. But unfortunately, this is not a Bollywood song show. We are a talk show and we talk about entrepreneurship. So
okay, well,
as much as I love about? Bollywood music, I'm afraid.
No, but what is the talk about?
Acha, why don't you stay tuned and we'll talk to you about what the show is about. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello, Rohit. This is, my name is Cam, and I had a question and a suggestion.
Yes, Sapne Salamat, Ken.
Sapne Salamat, Rohit. So my suggestion was, you know, if you ever consider, I would suggest we name Sapne Saakar.
Sapne Saakar. Sapne Saakar. Idea to acha hai.
अच्छा और भाई एक क्वेश्चन ये था कि मैं काफी अरसे से टेक्निकल फील्ड में हूँ और अगर कंसल्टेंसी शुरू करना चाहूँ तो इफ आई वर्क थ्रू ए कंपनी एन एस्टेब्लिश्ड कंसल्टिंग कंपनी वर्सेस आई ओपन माय ओन कंपनी उसके कोई ऑब्वियस प्रोज एंड कॉन्स आप बता सकते हैं.
Sure. I'm glad you mentioned it obvious because I am not the smartest guy in town, but the obvious ones are from a tax perspective. So if you're working for another company, then more likely than not, they will put you on a W-2. W-2 means that you will be sort of like an employee, which is something you've probably been getting for the last X number of years that you've been working in the technical field.
Yes.
Whereas if you do it as your own company, you'll probably get something what's called a corp to corp, which means from company to company, corporation to corporation. And you will get a 1099 at the end of the year, which will reflect what your earnings are. The difference, the biggest difference between these two scenarios is that when you do a corp to corp, you are operating a company and you're an employee of your own company, which means any expenses you incur as part of running this business now become tax deductible expenses.
I see.
And when you get the benefit of tax deductible expenses, you can get a significant write-off on that as long as you are maintaining proper logs of why it is a business expense.
Right.
And this is where I would say you should talk to a good tax person. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, we've got a new sponsor in Vinu Prasher. So you should reach her at, I think, PrasherCPA.com and get a hold of her. I'm sure she'd be happy to help you with that. So that taxation is the biggest benefit that I see out there between operating and as an individual working for a different company or as for yourself.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much for your time and advice, Rohit. I appreciate that.
I appreciate it. Keep listening.
Great show. Thank you.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Yeah, so my question is related to small business.
Sir, Sapne Salamat.
Yes, so in a
sir,
small
Sapne
business,
Salamat.
Yes, hi, my name is Vivek.
Vivek, Sapne Salamat to keh do, mere dost.
Sapne Salamat.
Thank you, sir. I don't mean to talk down to you. This is the protocol for our show. We always say Sapne Salamat ki har insaan ke sapne barkarar rahein.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, that is why we are doing this. That's why we are doing this show. The singular mission for this show is to promote entrepreneurship.
Ah, very good.
So, please, go ahead, sir. What is your question?
Yeah, my question is related to a small business. How do I account for social security taxes and which forms do I need to fill to pay social security taxes if I am a small business, particularly running out of home?
Oh, wow. Again, I will direct you to Vinu Prasher. Vinu Prasher is the CPA, and I'm sure she'd be happy to answer this question. So let me see if I have her phone number handy in my paperwork over here.
Sure.
I don't seem to have her phone number handy, but you can reach her at VinuPrasherCPA.com. I take that back. It's PrasherCPA.com.
Oh, PrasherCPA. Okay.
Yes, PrasherCPA.
Okay.
And mention our show and she'll be happy to take care of you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. All right, we lost that call. So, folks, this is an excellent start. Even before we got into what the format of the show and what the topic of the show is about, I think the callers have already set the tone for what the today's show should be about. So let's go on and talk a little bit briefly about that. But we're also going to take this one more call on the air. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Live on air.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, Sapne Salamat.
Can you put me... live on.
All right. Looks like somebody's having fun. It's holy. So I think taxation seems to be the hot topic of the day. I guess the tax man is coming and it's tax time. So one of the things that I wanted to try out today was I actually had an idea or friends of mine, we were chatting and we had an idea, and I wanted to throw this idea out there because people always say, what is this whole big deal with taxation? And I know we all hate doing our taxes, and I know it's something that we all detest, but yet at the same time, we know it is our civic duty and it is something we need to do and we are required to do. So I had an idea, well, friend of mine had an idea, and I want to see what you guys think about this idea, because I thought it was a brilliant idea. The idea was Uncle Sam, as in the government, already has all of our tax information. They get our W-2s, they get our 1099s, they get all the various different kinds of earnings we've done. They already have all of this information, yet we have to jump through 10,000 hoops to file a tax return. Wouldn't it be nice if we could get them to fill out a default tax return for us? So they already, when you walk in, you already have a default tax return ready for you, and then you can say, now, I want to do better than this, and if you don't do anything better than this, you don't claim any more exemptions. But at least for the lazy ones, this becomes a lot easier. And the good news is, because of the lazy ones, the government now makes a lot more in taxes. So this seemed like a good idea. I want to hear what you guys out there think about this idea. So, again, the idea is very, very simple. They already have our 1099s. They already have our W-2s. They already have our bank statements. They already have access to all of our financial information. So why can't Uncle Sam, the IRS, already prepare a tax return and say, here, Mr. Rohit, or here, Mr. Consumer, or here, Mr. Social Security number 123456, this is your tax return. If you don't like this, please amend it, or please make changes, claim deductions, do whatever you need to do, and you get a better tax return. I think this is a big business opportunity, so I would like to know what you guys think. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Yeah. Hi, Sapne Salamat. This is Vivek again.
Yes, Vivek. Can you please turn your radio down?
Yeah. So my point was that the reason why the government doesn't give default tax returns for people is because people may have deductions of different natures. They may have investments which they may want to find a different head. They may want to seek tax credits.
Correct.
Of certain natures.
Correct.
So that they have to go through the hoops of filing a tax return.
Correct.
For the lazy people, there is the 1040 easy. They can file a 1040 easy with the standard deduction, and that's generally a very straightforward tax form to fill out.
Correct.
But your idea is very good.
Yeah.
I mean, the government should have a default tax return which says, which tells people that, okay, this is the amount of taxes that we have collected from you over the period of this 1 year.
Right.
And do you agree or no?
Exactly. Exactly.
If they don't agree, then people should go through hoops. If they agree, then people should say, okay, I'm fine with that.
Exactly. That's exactly what the idea was. You know, when out of the box, there is a tax return that's ready for you, which is basically, let's call it the 1040 easy for the purposes of discussion. But I was not calling it the 1040 easy because our listeners out there may not all necessarily be familiar with the 1040 easy. So the 1040 easy, again, none of this is legal advice. As I understand it, is a very straightforward, simple form. It's a one-pager where you go in and you say, this is how much money I made, this is how much money I did not make, and end of story. So, you're sort of done with that. And I remember going back when I first came fresh off the boat, you're not making very much money, and 1040 easy was the way to go. In those days, unfortunately, even the 1040 easy was intimidating because, like, oh, shucks, now I have to find my W-2s and I have to do all of that other stuff. So the idea is, why not just have the IRS present you with a pre-filled 1040 easy and you, as a taxpayer, can then say, okay, I want to claim these certain deductions, and which is sort of like an amendment. And you know what the beauty of this thing is? I think this is a huge business opportunity for an entrepreneur to go make a killing on.
That's right.
So what do you think?
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Yeah. I hope somebody out there will take this idea and run with it and hash it out and make a better business out of it. Or maybe somebody over here will go out and shoot this idea down. So let's see. We'll find out.
He will need funding for that kind of business, because VCs have to give funding, or a bank has to give small business loan for that kind of a business. And he'll have to file a very complex tax return for making other people's lives easy.
Well, yes, but I don't necessarily think that it's a funding game. It's a software game. Basically, you're building a product, which is you have to go and sell this product perhaps to the IRS. Perhaps there's a better way to do this. You do have to connect up with the IRS. Maybe you go to Intuit and say, Mr. Intuit, why don't you fund this idea? And
definitely.
You know, so I think it's an idea that has legs, but I'd like to see what my listeners out there think. Is this going to make life?
I think that the time for the idea has come.
Right. Because everything is connected, everything is online. IRS already has all the information. They do the validation. And you know what the good news is, which is something that I was sort of saving to use up in a later segment, but I'm going to mention right now, is if you do not file a tax return, guess what? The IRS does do exactly what we are talking about. They already have access to all of this information. And if you do not file a tax return for an extended period of time, I don't know whether it's a year or two or three or four, somebody who's in the industry or the business can talk to that. But the IRS will fill out a tax return for you and say, Mr. Taxpayer, here is your tax return. And then it is the onus is on you to go out and claim your deductions or claim what you have to do.
That's right.
So why not just do that right out of the box? And I think IRS will make a lot more in taxes because there's a lot of lazy people out there who just do not want to fill out tax returns.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyways, good. I hope we can find somebody who has a contrarian viewpoint, because that's what's going to make this interesting. And somebody who says this is a bad idea, that would be a good way to explore what the negatives of this idea are and whether there is a real business to be built out here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So excellent. Well, thank you for calling, Vivek. Keep listening.
Sure.
And we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back and keep talking. Thank you.
Have you ever received a link to a web page in your email? Or have you ever shared a web page with anyone? Stop! Do not copy, paste, and go through all the extra effort to show them what's relevant. Why not highlight the web page before you send it or share it? Just type ruhit.com before any web URL. For example, ruhit.com/google.com. And your mouse cursor instantly changes to a highlighter pen. Just select any text you see, and it instantly gets highlighted in color. And what's more, it even gets a tiny URL that will take any visitor directly to the highlights of the page. It neither requires anyone to register nor to install any software on their computers. Anyone can use it. It's free and fast. No fine print and totally hassle-free. Try it out. ROOHIT.com. Do you ever search for anything on the internet? Ever use Google or Yahoo? Typically, you will go through several pages to find the information you seek. And it's only parts of a page that are relevant to you, not the entire page. So why not just highlight the most relevant portions? Everything you highlight is automatically clipped and saved for you. And the underlying pages are saved too. Really. And don't worry. At Ruhit.com, we magically do all this without ever asking you to fill out a form or to register for our service. And certainly, we don't ask you to pay for anything. So automatically save everything relevant to you forever.
If you like the show, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon every Saturday on 1170 AM KLOK. In fact, you can even blog about this show, and if you work for a company such as Oracle, Sun, Google, Microsoft, or Intel, please send out a company-wide email on your Dacy email alias about the show. And for those of you looking for a house to rent in Sacramento, we have two of them. First one's a gorgeous three-bedroom home, enclosed yard, beautiful front yard, and the second is a completely remodeled, brand new, two-bedroom, split-level townhome. They both have central heat and air conditioning and are beautifully maintained, and it shows. If you see it, you're going to love it. So call 916-674-2540 to schedule a time to see it. And now back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley, and he's always looking for good people and good ideas. So if you have a good idea and you're committed to, please do get in touch with him. And now, over to Rohit.
Sapne Salamat. Welcome back, dosto. We are talking live on Sapne Salamat on KLOK 1170. Sapne Salamat is a show for dreamers, for technical people, for non-technical people, for investors. This is a show that is there to help you live your dreams out. And as one caller pointed out earlier today, he wants to rebrand us to rebrand as Sapne Barkarar. So I thought it's a good idea. It's an interesting idea. But I think most importantly, oftentimes people ask me, what is the deal with Sapne Salamat? So I think the deal with Sapne Salamat is that I believe every journey begins with a dream. And it is the pursuit of those dreams that drives us to success. So I think each and everyone needs to hang on to our dreams and keep our dreams intact so we can actually achieve the success that we deserve and are aspiring for in our lives. So anyways, so welcome back. Today we are talking a little bit about a new tax form idea that we had. I will mention the idea in a second, but I also wanted to mention one other thing that we have on the air, which is that this is a show about entrepreneurship, and one of our I guess listeners mentioned a couple of, not a couple of weeks back, a couple of days back when I was talking to them, that why, there's a lot of dentist shows, there's a lot of legal shows. Why not an entrepreneurial helpline show where somebody can call in and say, I need something, can you help me out with? So I thought that was a good idea, but I don't know there's how many entrepreneurs there are out there that are looking for help. So it's something to be explored and something to be sort of taken a closer look at in terms of what can be done with the idea. I know we've had other people that have come out on the, actually have reached out from the show in the past. So in fact, there was a gentleman called Sanjay Moya who reached out and he was looking for contacts at PayPal. And I think we were able to have some people that we've identified at PayPal that he could talk to. So that would be a good way to do it. And I think I would encourage more folks out there that if you have questions or if you're looking for help and you say, you know, I want to get connected with so-and-so, then we should have those people come in. Or not even come in, just call the studios. That's 408-912-5565. That's 408-912-5565. So just call in and say, I want to be looking for an introduction in so-and-so company for so-and-so thing. And maybe there's somebody else out there who's listening and we can help each other out. So that's the whole idea about helping each other out. I would also, I think there's another gentleman called Satyajit who called in on the show and who was trying to do a bunch of different things with an iPhone app. And I've been meaning to get back to him and I sort of done that a couple of times and not been able to connect up a few times. So I'd love to get an update with him also in terms of what's going on. We also had Sunil Portness who called in several weeks ago, and Sunil was looking to start an animal rescue shelter. I actually met up with Sunil, I think what it was yesterday, and he's already got his paperwork in place. He's already off to the races doing stuff with the animal rescue. So he's actually trying to rescue horses, and he's trying to rescue horses from Bay Meadows. So he's doing some really good work, it sounds like, from what's going on over there. And then we also have met with a couple of guys. I think there's a guy called Siri or somebody, I forget what their names were, who were actually already building iPhone apps and are now trying to build another web app. So I don't know what happened to those guys, so I haven't heard that. And then, of course, we had this young lady who was trying to do something very interesting as well. And so we've had a few people who've called in and who've asked for various different things on the show, and we haven't. I'm basically been doing some of that, and we'd love to find a little bit more in terms of what we can do with that. So, anyways, all right, we got a call coming in. We're going to take this live on air. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Sapne Salamat.
Hi. My name is Narayan Murthy. I live in the South Bay here, and I was, you know, listening to the radio right now, and I think what you mentioned, I think it's an excellent idea to, you know, for entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs to bring up any of the issues or questions they have. I myself have I have an idea in my mind, but I like to speak with somebody who is very familiar with the voice messaging system, either on the landlines or on the wireless networks. And if anybody that has some good experience or good insight into that, if they can call me and, you know, or perhaps, you know, have an opportunity to meet with them and discuss the area, I would really appreciate it. I will give you my telephone number.
Okay.
408-480-0048.
All right. That sounds good. Narayan, do you want to elaborate a little bit more on the idea without giving away anything that you don't want to give away? Because I think at this point it sounds a little broad for somebody to...
Sure. Well,
you have to...
Let me talk about it.
Yeah, you need to talk about a little bit about it enough to intrigue somebody to want to be able to connect back to you, right?
Right. Yeah. See, one of the things, of course, we have all heard about this, right? Many times, you know, an idea is born because, you know, something is lacking somewhere. And, you know, one of the things I noticed in voice messaging systems is something that is lacking that I feel, unless, you know, it is available, that I have not myself explored about. So, you know, that's the extent of what I can talk about. Because, you know, how it is, you know, IP is something that is very precious. And, in fact, you know, if I meet with somebody, I need to know a little bit more about him, and even in fact have an NDA or some form of NDA signed up with him. So that's kind of the space is probably somebody who is good in software, somebody has good software background and very familiar with how voice messaging, like voicemail, for example, right? You know, when, for example, on our cell phone, you know, we get our voicemail, right? And, right. You know, we log on and put in a password and get a voicemail. But there are many features that I feel are lacking that would be very useful, I believe.
Right, right. So I think it's a good, interesting way of putting things out, and I don't particularly agree or disagree with what you're saying, I think. I think the number one thing that I sort of tell every entrepreneur that I talk to is these NDAs, what people, I don't know where this whole idea of NDA started, and I've used to be guilty of this when I was doing my first company of trying to do everything under NDA. But the reality is that NDAs are really not worth the paper that they're written on,
I know, number one. You're right. NDA doesn't really hold up. And, you know, I mean, it's really more the, you know, the, it's kind of the, you know, the honesty between the people and if they can really trust each other. And I mean, if, the thing is, you know, if I find somebody that has the right background and experience, I mean, actually we can collaborate and jointly develop something. And that's kind of what I'm looking for. Because my background is... I'm very familiar with communications network. I have a PhD in electrical engineering, and I have a lot of that. But I don't have a lot of insight into the software that is actually behind voice messaging systems.
Right, right. Well, the beauty is you live in a part of the world where there this is probably the highest concentration of software professionals anywhere in the world. So you should not have any trouble finding a software professional who can do some of those things. I think more importantly is going to be convincing somebody to go out and get committed and engaged and being able to pursue that whole idea and building a product out of it. Because ideas are flowing very freely. And I've mentioned this before on this show that anytime you have a good idea, there's 10 other people that probably have the same idea. The biggest differentiator is that how do you segregate or make yourself stand out from the others? Right?
Exactly. And then, of course, you know, the execution and all of that.
Exactly. In fact, execution is the biggest differentiator in terms of how you differentiate from the other guys. A lot of these other 9 guys will not go out and execute on it. And then everybody comes back and say, oh, I had the same idea 20 years ago. It's like, so what? If you didn't build the product out of it, if you don't execute on it, what's the idea worth? It's worth nothing.
Right. I mean, you know, having an idea and not doing anything about it is like having nothing.
Right. Execution is king. And in fact, you know, interestingly enough, you just reminded me of something else which I wanted to share with my listeners is I get this idea so often about patents and intellectual property that I've got a friend of mine who is a patent attorney who's actually done, more than half a dozen patents for me personally. So I'm going to have him come on the radio show at some point in the near future, and we'll give entrepreneurs out there to call in and ask him questions and talk about what their ideas are and how much to reveal and how much not to reveal and sort of see what his take on this whole subject is.
Right. So, also, you know, let me also mention that, you know, perhaps many of the listeners are already familiar with this. You know, we have the, you know, the local Thai organization, TIE, the Indus Entrepreneurs. And, of course, you know, that's a huge platform for entrepreneurs. And, in fact, there's going to be, let's see, right now it's only February, but I think sometime in June they have this annual, you know, Thai conference, and they even have an entrepreneur's workshop or something close to that every year, and that's a huge platform. I just wanted to mention that, you know, for those that may not be quite familiar with that. So that's an excellent platform for anybody who is seriously thinking about starting something.
Yeah. So I think we have our annual conferences early May is typically when we do it. I don't have what the dates are with me right now, and it's a good organization. I've actually been part of the organization for probably 15 plus years myself.
That's great. So, what's your name again, please? I'm sorry, I didn't...
That's quite okay. My name is Rohit Chandra.
Rohit Chandra, okay.
And I'm an aspiring entrepreneur myself.
Good. Well, if you have a software background, give me a call.
Well, yes, I definitely have a software background, but I think I have my plate fairly full, and I certainly appreciate the reach out. One of the things I guess I should mention at this point is the website to our radio show is ruhit.com/radio. We have a newsletter there that folks can sign up for. And I think so that when we have this patent attorney come on, you'd be able to know when he's coming on. You can make sure to listen in and call in. And again, the URL is rohit.com/radio. It's a very low traffic newsletter, and low traffic means, well, we haven't even sent a single one out so far. So we are very...
Rohit.chandra.com?
No, ruhit.com/radio, ruhit.com/radio.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you so much, Rohit.
Great, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, Rohit, Rocky Arota.
Hey, Rocky, how are you doing?
Good. Happy Holi.
Happy Holi, my friend.
I need to turn down the radio. I've got... a little mental confusion going. Interesting topic you've got going today.
Yes, I think it's tax season. Uncle Sam is looking upon us, and we're trying to figure out why not have a default tax return filled out, ready to go, so that lazy yeah. people like me can don't have to do too much work, and Uncle Sam or the IRS can make more money.
It's actually worth considering. I was thinking along the lines of playing devil's advocate.
Yes, please do. That's what's going to make this interesting.
I don't know about that. A couple of things that popped to mind. One is we've all heard the story on how certain people end up paying more taxes than other people, even though they earn less.
Of course.
So one of the things, the liabilities of mistakes, why would the government take on that? The other area that I think is underutilized is that there are so many tax programs out there. There are so many ways of reporting income, tax strategies that can be applied. And if the government were to say, okay, we're going to do this standard template, uh-huh. Why wouldn't they force people to take advantage of tax strategies that are basically available, but people out of laziness don't even take advantage of?
Okay. So number one, I think when you're talking, so you made 2 points. One was liabilities, and I don't think it's a liability because the way the IRS is doing it, saying here is a default tax return that I filled out. If you can do any better than this, you can do it. And I don't see any liability because I'm going to separate the IRS from the legal judicial system for a second and say because the IRS is just as accountable as anybody else.
Agreed, but if you imagine with the currents, here are people filing their taxes. Well, when they underpay, the IRS is readily available to say, hey, you owe us more money and this is why we think so.
Right.
On the flip side, if the IRS, if we overpay, I'm not sure that the IRS is out reaching out and saying, hey, you've given us too much money.
Correct. So, which is exactly why we're saying this. But you know what? When a guy defaults or a gal defaults and you do not file your tax returns, the IRS does do that. They do create a tax return for you and they say, this is your tax bill.
Agreed. Right? Agreed. It's just, as it stands, I'm guessing that people overpay taxes or underutilize tax strategies.
Correct.
That exist. To their benefit.
Exactly, yeah. Which is to the benefit of the IRS, which is we've created these strategies. It's for you to go figure out how to use them. If you're not going to use a good CPA or a good tax person, that's your problem, right? But if you're going to go out and be lazy about it, that's your problem. Guess what? Here's something we've done for you. We're going to make more money out of this. Now, guess what, Mr. Consumer or Mr. Citizen? It's up to you to go and file a better return, claim higher deductions, figure out what these strategies and save yourself some money.
I guess the pluses and minuses exist on both sides. We're seeing that there are situations that probably exist on both sides where in the case of an automated process where the IRS is already pushing it out, you're going to see errors on both sides. I think as it stands, the people leveraging tax strategies, people who are actually pushing forward, like staying informed, right, knowledged, and leveraging them, that those programs are out there. But the minute Uncle Sam starts saying, hey, we're going to take over this for you, but we're going to leave out all these programs that we've actually put in place for you, I don't know. There's some gray zone there that, again, just for the sake of looking at it from the IRS's standpoint.
Yeah, no, I think I'd very respectfully like to add, I don't see the gray zone. I'm hoping to find the gray zone as part of this discussion and as part of your input, because to me at this point, it seems really black and white to say, it makes perfect sense because IRS is going to make more taxes. The lazy taxpayer is going to be happier because he doesn't have to stress about it. And the only, well, here's one thing that just popped in my head is that what we now call the 1040X or the equivalent of the amendment, that we might see more of those, and more of those might create a lot more overhead. So perhaps we need to some kind of regulation in terms of period in which you can do those amendments to make life easier for everybody involved.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. I don't know. It's an interesting topic. And as far as, business models and having, people try to address it as a solution and put it as a side business arm of the IRS themselves, it's interesting. I'm pretty sure some of your listeners who have that software as well as taxation background.
Right.
They may be able to shed insights. There's obviously a lot of dynamics with the way people file single versus joint, whether they're leveraging the IRA, the Roth IRAs, how businesses
right.
treat their income in taxation. It obviously isn't as easy as a 1040 easy form,
right.
you know, just making that into a soft. And you've got a great service market that, you know, with the H&R Blocks and you know, the CPA firms out there that are really tying together that process. That already exists.
Yeah,
so,
and I think it works very beautifully in the current existing model, because much like you said, as a sister arm of the IRS, I don't think it's a sister arm. Intuit or Quicken or QuickBooks or any of these tax acts or all these various different taxation software, they're not arms of the IRS. They're all independent, successful, for-profit businesses. And I think, in my humble opinion, this is another opportunity waiting for somebody to come out and really grab it by the horns and build a really fabulous business out of it. So I know I see my phone lines are all completely lit up, and we've been trying to hold on to that. But
congrats on the show. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you, Rocky.
Alrighty. Bye.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi. My name is Srinivas, and I think you have a great show. I had one question. Is it possible for Sapne Salamat to occasionally have like people from the venture capital industry to come maybe one of the shows of the month?
Absolutely.
And you know, that would be very good.
Absolutely, Srinivas. I actually just talked to a friend of mine yesterday and earlier this week who is a venture capitalist. He's a general partner at one of the big Silicon Valley firms, and he will be coming on the show. We haven't yet set a date for when he will be coming on. But that's exactly what the idea is, to have a VC come on so you guys can come and talk to them on the air and ask your questions, and he can disseminate information about what's going on with the whole thing.
Oh, that's excellent. That's
yes.
excellent.
So,
good luck to your show.
So again, with that, that reminds me, go on and sign up for the newsletter, ruhit.com/radio, so that when this VC is coming on, you will make sure to tune in on that Saturday and hopefully find some time to listen to us.
Of course. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Bye.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Caller, can I have you turn your radio down, please?
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
1, 2, 3, next call. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Sapne Salamat, caller.
Hi, Sapne Salamat.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing very well. Do you have a question, comment for us?
Sure. I want to just, this is a nice idea, like for me, like a lazy guy, it will be the same to get easily filled the form. But I want to extend your idea to a little more.
Yes, please do.
So if IRS doesn't do this, then your Ruhit.com, which does the highlighting,
yes,
the same concept, I can take my highlighter to my W-2. I'll take my highlighter to my bank profit loss or my stock profit loss or my mortgage. Then my default form is filled up.
You know, it's a very interesting idea. See, I am the creator, inventor, founder of Ruhit.com, and I didn't think of this. Here I'm talking about it. So I guess, first of all, I should put this in context for some of the other folks out there who may not know what Ruhit.com does. So Ruhit.com is a web micro-information service. Think of it as a yellow highlighter for the web. And basically, it's a no-sign-up, no-download product. So, sorry, caller, your name was Srinivas, you said?
No, this is Gyan Das.
Gyan Das, thank you. So as Gyan just pointed out, you can go and highlight any part of any web page, and you don't have to install anything. You don't have to do anything. It's just sort of, you go use it, instant gratification. So Gyan's point is that he could go into his bank statement, and before the URL, just type in ruhit.com. And what that will do is that will bring up your highlighter pen. Your mouse cursor actually changes into a highlighter pen, and you can immediately highlight the W-2 information. Again, part of what the Ruhit service does is everything that you highlight is automatically saved in our backend servers. So, and obviously, so when you highlight something, gets saved, and you can always come back and say, look at my collection. It shows you all your highlights right there. So what you're suggesting is that we can go and do this, highlight this information, and tag it with, let's say, 1040, because you can tag the information already. So we've got all of that functionality already built in, and
yeah,
you can go
true.
Back. And you say, okay, show me all of the information associated with my 1040, and all of this information is now displayed to you. So what you're talking about is sort of taking this to the next level and massaging it and filling it so that it actually goes out and fills out a form. Interesting.
Yep.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I like this. I don't know if I have the bandwidth to run with it, but it's, you know, It's fascinating how people think about creative ways to use tools that even the inventors and founders have not thought about. So I certainly appreciate that thought, Gyan. No?
Rohit, we shouldn't wait for Starbucks then.
Oh, I had a caller last week, Subbu. He really played me for Starbucks. So, but yes, I haven't heard back from him. So thankfully, I've got that Starbucks saved up. But yes, I appreciate the idea, Gyan. You can send me an email offline at radio@rohit.com. That's radio@rohit.com. And we'll talk about what we can do over there.
Okay. Thanks.
Great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, my name is Rishi.
Rishi, Sapne Salamat, my friend.
Yeah, hi. I have a quick question. Also, one more quick thing which I know that recently there has been a bill, I think that is introduced in the House for startup called Startup Visa.
Startup Visa, yes, I read something about it, but I didn't read the whole thing. So go ahead and educate us, please.
Yeah, I think it's mostly related to all the... like non-immigrant visas, who, like for example, H-1B, they cannot officially start a company, but I think this bill can help them to get to start officially and also get a residency directly.
So
after they
yeah, I think the opinion is great, but can you educate first a statement of fact in terms of what the bill is about? So a lot of people are. This is just I think like news that is 2 or 3 days old. So,
yeah, it's just like 1 or 2 days.
Right. So not everybody knows exactly what the bill says, including myself. So perhaps you can first educate my audience a little bit about what this is about.
I guess, like as far as I know, it's you have to have like you have to be a founder of a company, and you have to have specific amount of funding. I think they have a limit of some $250,000.
Minimum or maximum?
I think minimum.
Okay.
And once you do that, then you are. They are going to create a new category. Say, like, I don't know much about green card, like EB-5 or EB-6,
okay.
which will be for these guys to
entrepreneurs.
Like within 1 year to get for yeah, and the next year you should have at least 8 employees or something, and then you'll be directly having like you'll be eligible for green card or residency something. Like.
Well, I think that's a brilliant idea. That's and you,
yeah.
This came from the Democrats.
Yeah, I think it came from the Democratic, but I hope that both the sides pass the bill because it requires a lot of
political wangling. Yes, but I'm surprised that the Democrats would dream up of this. Based upon what you're describing, it sounds brilliant to me.
Yeah,
because living in this part of the world, I run into so many entrepreneurs who say, I am on an H1, I cannot start a company. It's like all of a sudden it allows all of these H1 guys to become entrepreneurs and help the American economy. So, wow.
Yeah, finally. I have also a quick question regarding my own stuff. So I wanted to know, based on your experience, like when you have partners in your business, it's an early stage business, how do you vest your partners? Like how do you vest your shares of the company?
Oh, yes.
With your partners? Like do you want to give it away just the day one, or do you want to vest it in a schedule of 2 years? Because anything can change with partners. One of them can say that he doesn't want to work anymore or something like that.
That's right.
So how do you do that?
Right. I think there's a fairly standard formula that exists for this, which is where people go on vesting schedules, which used to be 4-year schedules. Now, I think 3-year schedules are more common, but it comes down to an understanding between the group of you. And you cannot say that you, my partner, are going to be on a vesting schedule and I am not. It's what's good for the goose has got to be good for the gander. So I think in all fairness, that's what you guys should do. And I think that makes perfect sense. I'm sort of umming over here because there's one little boundary case scenario that I've never heard of ever happening, but I like to look at boundary cases, which is, I think, in case of an eventuality where one of the partner, God forbid, gets terminated, as in bus terminated or dies, there should be an acceleration clause because I don't think he should lose his ownership in a company because of an unfortunate eventuality such as that. But other than that, you always need to have non-performance clauses and you always need to have schedules. And I think exactly to your point, I've seen it many a times where one person does not have the same level of motivation that the other person does. And they do not, somewhere along the way, they'll stop working on the idea or stop pursuing it. And the other guy sort of left hanging onto the back. So, yes, you should definitely put everybody on a vesting schedule.
Okay. And also, like, one like general question, like, when you have a product, do you prefer releasing the product in a right time, or do you prefer making it better and then releasing it? Like, what do you think, what is more important in terms of your
like maybe your experience.
Sure. Okay. I'm glad you said in your experience, because this is entirely a matter of opinion. First question, I would say, is it a consumer product or is it an enterprise product?
It's consumer.
I think in consumer product, my view is slightly contrarian to what popular belief is. Popular belief says iterate. I think you should iterate, but I also think in consumer product, it's very important to get things as close to right the first time around as you can, because consumers are not very forgiving. And if they have a bad experience, they will go back and tell everybody that they know that, oh, that website was useless, that was no good, that product did not do anything for me, blah, blah, blah. But as with everything else in life, you have to strike a balance. So go out and deliver something and say that there's more coming, point out what the issues are, be open and accepting.
Okay. Yeah, great. I think you answered all the questions.
Well, great. I appreciate your call and thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much for answering.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Satyajit.
Satyajit, Sapne Salamat, my friend. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Are you the Satyajit that I was referring to earlier in the show?
Actually, I probably missed that part. I'm not sure what you said.
Okay.
I hope you said good things.
Oh, no. Please do not listen to the earlier part of the show, because we really beat up on this Satyajit earlier. No.
Okay.
We talked about a Satyajit who reached out to me earlier and was building an iPhone app. And I've not...
That's
you. Okay, excellent. Yeah. What can we do for you, Satyajit?
I just wanted to... a couple of things. One is the person who was calling before, he was talking about the vesting schedule of partner. I think you just forgot to add one more clause there, is the cap.
Yeah.
So the there should be a minimum, whatever, 6 months or 1 year cap. So
the cliff, you mean? It's called a cliff.
Not cap, cliff.
Yeah. I've got my producers frantically waving at me over here. We need to take a break. We haven't taken a break in the longest time. Can I put you on hold, Satyajit? That probably will be a couple of minutes and we'll get right back to you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Are you a blogger? Do you have a blog? Put a highlighter button on your blog so anyone that comes to your blog can highlight the most relevant parts of your blog for themselves and easily share it with their friends and family. It's very viral and increases the distribution of your blog. Tens of thousands of bloggers are already using it. Don't miss this opportunity and get left behind. Check out Ruhit.com. Startups, do you have a startup company that you started and would like to get some free publicity for? Please contact us. We like to help startups. We are looking for a few startups to feature on an upcoming show. So if you're running a startup or have a friend who's running a startup that wants some airtime, feel free to reach out to us at radio@ruhit.com. That's radio@ruhit.com.
To advertise on this show or to sponsor a segment, call 408-469-4192. Advertisers spend about $20 billion on radio advertising every single year, so if you're looking for talent or looking to give your company exposure in the technology arena, then this is the show to advertise on. Get more bang for your advertising bucks. You can also email us at radio@ruhit.com. That's find us on the web at ruhit.com/radio.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners. Vinu Prashar has more than 20 years of experience in taxes, finance, and accounting for individuals and for businesses. Work with the best round the year for major life events, tax planning, and tax filing. Expect excellent service, quality, trust, and integrity, all at a good value. You can reach Vinu at 650-722-2021 or on the web at www.prasharcpa.com.
Vinu Prashar. Prashar, CPA, is an accounting and tax professional and a member of AICPA and CalCPA.
Ruhit.com is a micro-information service that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. Ruhit then enables you to do all kinds of interesting things with those highlights. It's fast and free. No sign-up, no download. Try it out. What have you got to lose?
Folks, if you're looking to gain experience, this show is looking for volunteers. You'll get an opportunity to interact with fabulous people and make amazing business contacts while learning skills from the masters. Skills that will set you up for huge success in your own life. If you like this show, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon, every Saturday on 1170 AM KLOK. In fact, you can even blog about this show. And if you work for a company such as Oracle, Sun, Google, Microsoft, Intel, go ahead and send out a company-wide email on your Dacey email alias about the show. And now back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley, and something you may not know about him is he is a keen photographer, and he's taken 5 years off of his life to travel, traveling to about 50 countries just for fun.
Sapne Salamat, welcome back, dosto. We are live on air on KLOK 1170 talking about entrepreneurship. We have Satyajit on hold, who we're going to get back to right now. Sorry to keep you holding, Satyajit. Welcome back.
No problem. Yeah. So I was talking about the cliff, right?
Right.
So you can probably elaborate on that and tell the audience about the cliff. Secondly, he was also talking about something else. I'm forgetting.
All right. While you're collecting your thoughts, I'll give you a second there, and I'll talk about the cliff briefly, where typically people say that, you know, you get into a partnership, it's a 50-50 partnership, and you put yourselves on a vesting schedule. But what it also says is that you have to work for at least 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, whatever that period is, before you actually vest that portion of it.
Yeah.
So just like a typical employee, you are nothing but an employee of the corporation, and the corporation is who owns everything. So that's the whole idea, which means basically, you know, John, I was going to say John and Kathy, but I think on this show, I'm going to say Ram and Sita probably get together and say that we are going to go start a company. But 2 months into this whole process, Ram says, I can't do this. This is way too hard. So at this point, he is not vested even for those 2 months because he has not met his cliff requirement.
Yeah,
so basically, you have a cliff where your vesting goes for, let's say, a year, and then after that, you vest every month. So whatever that portion is, 1/36th or 1/48th of it.
Yeah. Although Ram and Sita may not be the right combination because a husband-wife team is a hard one, really hard one.
Really? I don't know. I've heard some really successful, fabulous husband-wife stories. In fact,
of course, Cisco.
Cisco was, I don't know. That's a very tumultuous story over there.
Yeah.
But I've heard some really good, Naren Gupta and Vinita Gupta did really well with LSIA. And I can think of Sai Gundavelli and his wife. I can also think of Shankar Himadi and his wife. So I can think of at least a few people right off the top of my head who have done really well with this. And maybe I should get one of these husband-wife teams to come on the show one of these days and have them talk about... So that's a good idea right there. Excellent. Great.
Yeah, cool. So the other thing he was also... The previous caller was also talking about is whether to release early or not.
Right.
So I'm from the school of thought that you should release early. And there's something that everyone talks about, release early ugly or something like that. So even if it is ugly, doesn't matter, but it is kind of important to validate your ideas, your startup idea or something. Of course, you should address at least some of the top-level concerns that you're solving by your startup, whatever you're doing. But you should release early and release as often and iterate. So that's my take on that.
Yeah. So
one other thing I would like to say, because you earlier talked about having a show where people can talk about people can call in about help for startup and whatnot.
Right.
So there's a podcast. It's called This Week in Startups. I don't know if you know about that. It's hosted by Jason Calacanis.
Let's not even go there. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a weekly podcast, and that's an excellent show for that. It's called This Week.
I beg to differ. I don't think... I'm going to leave it at that, but I think I'm looking for a real show where people are going to be real and not just sort of high and pompous and mighty. This is a show for entrepreneurs, you know, where you can connect up with the entrepreneur and say, yes, I know what you're going through and I feel your pain and I feel your troubles. And I think even more importantly, it is for folks that are saying that I want to get connected to a certain kind of person. Can you connect me with that kind of person? Whether it be a patent lawyer or it be a corporate lawyer or it be a VC or it be an angel or it be a strategic partner or it be just be advice. You know, guy says, hey, I'm trying to build this company. I'm trying to do this. I'm looking for an advisor. See, advisor is the number one thing that you need really, really badly. And that's something we got to figure out how we can do that. So I think entrepreneurs over here need a lot of help. And I was talking to last week asked me, why did you start this show? And the reason I started this show was really to help entrepreneurs to promote entrepreneurship. This is not something that we are doing because we are making money. I think we've pointed this out on a few shows, and I keep forgetting to point it out, is nobody was paid any money to appear on the show. Nobody's doing anything because they're making money. We're just doing this because we want to help entrepreneurship. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Although, in my opinion, the show I'm talking about, This Week in Startups, it is about that only.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know. So. Okay. So that's all.
Okay, great. Well, right. thank you for calling, Satyajit. I appreciate it. The phone number to the studios is 408-912-5565. That's 408-912-5565. We are talking a little bit today about this new idea that I threw out about taxation, since tax season is upon us. And we are talking about the idea that why, given that Uncle Sam already has all of this information, the IRS already has all of our 1099s, DIVs, 1099 Gs, 1099 MISC, W-2, any kind of information that we've made, any 1099 INT, all of this information is already available to them. All of our financial institutions are already reporting this information to them. And when we file our tax return, we are actually always trying to make sure that it gets cross-referenced and cross-matched. Why not, if the IRS pre-fill a default tax return for each and every one of us and say, here is your tax return, and then the onus is upon us to go out and accept it or not. So that's the idea, and we're trying to figure out if this is a good idea or a bad idea. At this point, it seems like a good idea to me. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Sapne Salamat, caller? I think we lost this caller.
Hello?
Yes, there you are. We almost lost you, my friend.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well. How are you doing? What can we do for you?
Yeah, I have some web ideas.
Yes.
But I don't know how to, start. I'm basically a techie guy.
Excellent.
I have some web ideas, but I don't know how to start a company, how to register, or, you know, I don't have a lot of money.
Sure.
To invest, to go to a professional lawyer or accountant or CPA. So I'm looking for a website or for some tutorial, you know, basically to know how to set up a company and then be successful.
Okay, excellent. Well, I would say first and foremost, you're calling on the right show. You're listening to the right show. So keep listening in. We've got podcasts that you can listen to that will talk about some of this stuff. And if you have very specific needs, you can also send out an email to radio@ruhit.com. And
okay.
I'll connect you up with folks that will help you at little to no cost, basically. That's the whole idea of the show, is to promote entrepreneurship, to help people help each other out.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
If there's anybody else that's listening and wants to help this gentleman out, please feel free to reach us at radio@ruhit.com so we can connect the two of you. It's a very simple process, just helping each other out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you for calling. So, folks, I appreciate that call. And I think one of the things I want to do is I actually want to, first of all, acknowledge my callers. Last week, we talked about MBA, and the quality of calls we got was phenomenal. So I certainly appreciate the calls and the quality of input we got. It was a very interesting discussion that we actually carried over for 2 weeks. Two, I want to acknowledge the volunteers that have reached out to the show. So we put out a call for volunteers, and they got phenomenal response to that. And I am very, very appreciative to all the volunteers who have responded back. And even more so, I want to apologize to some of the volunteers, because I have a long list of volunteers that I've been trying to get back to and I haven't been able to get back to. So folks, please do bear with me. As we mentioned, we are low on bandwidth, and we are doing this show purely for entrepreneurial reasons and passion reasons. So we've all got businesses and day jobs that we work at, and we want to make sure we promote that. But we very much appreciate your offers to help, and we will get back to each and every one of you. So if there's more of you out there that want to help participate, please do reach us, radio@ruhit.com. The website for the show is ruhit.com/radio. We do have a podcast that you can listen to. And you can listen to all the past episodes and tell your friends about it. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show, and I hope that you will keep listening. Our time has run out. So with that, we're going to go. And thank you so very much. Sapne Salamat.
Thank you for listening to KLOK 1170 AM, the Bay Area's new international community radio station. If you'd like more information on KLOK 1170 AM, just visit our website at KLOK1170AM.com. That's KLOK1170AM.com. Questions, comments, suggestions? Would you like to start your own radio program? Would you like to promote your business, product, or service? Just visit KLOK1170AM.com today. Are you undecided about dental braces versus Invisalign? Then you need to visit Panu Dental for Invisalign Day. Seats are limited for the Invisalign Day event on March 23rd. So visit dentistonair.com today to find out how to get your seat. This